to you. Oh, yeah. Look into my eyes, cause I see the open wide. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you? Oh, yeah. Don't you know it's true? Cause there's no one else but you. Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you? Oh, yeah.
Get in the van.
Get in the van.
My name is Jason Wick, and I am riding shotgun, and I am seeing how many band members it takes to change a light bulb.
Oh. I still haven't changed mine, so it's more than one.
How many band members does it take to change a light bulb?
This sounds like a dad joke.
It does, doesn't it? I haven't got an answer for it.
Okay, well, I thought you were going to come out with a killer line.
No.
Right. You'd hope. You'd hope, yeah,
this bit's improv, right? Not that good.
You'd hope one.
Yeah. One, the bass player, because he's always got a spare light bulb in his bass case. Yeah. That is a solid joke.
Yes. Solid.
Yes.
Because
I have.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Joseph Oltham.
It's too much information.
Sweet.
And I am seeing how many roll-ups I can get out for 50G. Pre-rolls. All right.
50.
Yeah, nice.
Big pouch.
Huh?
Big pouch, big spender.
Yeah.
My name's Craig, and I've stopped eating potatoes and bread.
Oh. But that's all you eat.
Crazy.
That's all you fucking eat. Yeah, no, and I haven't eaten in fucking weeks.
My name's Ben, and I'm welding the wheel arches because they're a little bit rusty.
Well, okay. Whilst we're driving.
Whilst we're driving. It's dangerous.
Impressive.
It's dangerous.
Like Tom Cruise.
Are you TIG, MIG, STICK, ARC?
MIG, because it's more fun.
MIG?
Yeah.
It's gone right
what
in there.
What about TIG?
TIG. Well, that's a bit too bright in the eyes.
ARC?
It's a bit too bright in the eyes.
Okay, good. Me. We'll make a good job, will you?
Yeah.
Benny knows about welding.
Mm-hmm. My name's Dougie, and actually I'm Craig's dietitian.
Fucking sack you then, cause
that's how I lost all the weight a year ago. Is cutting out carbs. That's what I told him, and he did it.
I'm doing it.
Well,
and it's working.
He's probably listening to me.
I don't know about that.
No.
We are gonna play.
Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
Oh yeah.
I said in episode 3 that we have been inundated with one email.
Yes.
About how much you love this.
Yeah.
And I made that up.
Have we not gone up to 2 then?
So I'm going to kick off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Hit us.
Right. I spoke to a man for 5 minutes before realizing his willy was out, hanging and exposed for me.
For you?
For you.
Oh, this is... Now listen, my son. What are you saying right now?
For me.
I can also say it wasn't for you. It was for who you were next to, but they didn't
realize. Did I read that right?
Did you say for or before?
I spoke to a man for 5 minutes before realizing his willy was out, exposed, for me.
Okay. He exposed himself to you. Carry on.
We'll ask that in a minute.
I spoke to a woman for 5 minutes before realizing her vagina was out and exposed.
For you this time?
For me. Possibly. I don't know, really. Just out. I spoke to a woman and a man for 5 minutes before realizing my willy was exposed.
For them?
For them.
The key, let's get into this.
Those three things.
Yeah, let's talk about
sum up.
Okay.
I spoke to a man whose willy was out.
Yes.
I spoke to a woman whose vagina was out.
Yes.
I spoke to a man and a woman and my willy was out.
Okay. Can we clear up the for them and for you? Because that sounds like...
I don't know why I said that.
I don't know. It sounds like he exposed himself to you.
Well, I don't know.
From me, I'm getting the feeling that he didn't realise his willy was out.
Well, I don't know these things. Okay. Ask about a specific thing, but how would I ever know?
Okay, when did this happen?
Which one?
The second one, the woman.
The woman happened in Spain.
Okay.
I was in Spain and I walked over to a car. She beckoned me over.
Right.
Her window was undone and she asked me directions.
Okay.
I walked over and I said, I don't know. I'm not from here. She wasn't Spanish. Mm-hmm. She wasn't English either. I don't know. I think she was either Dutch or German. I've said, oh, ha, 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 I don't know, don't know. She's in like an SUV type of thing.
Yeah.
When I looked at the very end, she had a top on, like a bikini top. She was naked from the waist down, sitting on the chair with just quite a fulsome bush.
Right.
There goes my question.
And I just said, I don't know. I don't know how to get up to the... It was a church she was asking. How do you get to the church? I don't know. But she was like this, and then she kept pushing it forward, because and her legs were slightly open. And she was looking at me, you know.
What colour was the bush? Was it a brunette? Was it a blonde?
Oh, the darkest thing you've ever seen. Okay. The darkest thing. Not trimmed. Not trimmed at all. And I... When I said for me, because I don't know if it was beckoning me over.
Oh, come look at my bush.
Her husband was in...
The car beside her?
No, in the driver's seat. She was in the passenger.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it was like a turn-on thing. Okay. Or whether they'd just come off the lake.
Yeah. It may have just been how she was. Just...
Okay.
So maybe she just didn't give a fuck, you know?
How did you make the conversation last 5 minutes?
Well, I guess about 5 minutes, because I was talking about the church, the monastery...
How long did it take you to notice the bush?
It took me ages, because it was an SUV, and it took me right at the end. I just sort of looked in, because she angled a map like that, like this.
She was going, how do we get to here? Yeah, and you were going, oh.
By the gear stick. And then I looked over and thought, oh, Christ's sake, her vagina's out. That is this what this is all about?
Yeah.
You know.
Sure, it wasn't like a really cool pop-up map. Next to the forest is the church. Yeah.
This is the grassland.
And he was the church.
That was in Spain.
So how did you get into a situation where a gentleman
had his willy out?
Had his willy out.
That was in France.
Okay. Did you travel?
Traveled, have you?
One of these I did. I was walking along the river. There was lots of children feeding ducks and geese, bada, 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 and it was a lovely day, and I just...
I'd like to say I've never been to France.
I just chatted to a man, an old man. He was probably 70s, maybe 80s, and I started chatting to him, and he seemed very nice, and I asked him about what he was doing there, and he comes down, feed the ducks, and he does a bit of fishing, and, you know, he was local, and all of these... tourist, and he was very nice, and everyone was sort of avoiding him, and then at the very end I noticed that he had his flies were undone, and his penis was out and hanging down. It was very brown and very shrinkled. There it goes. And I didn't notice, and then I realized that was his thing.
And what was...
I assume...
That's a bit fucked up if there's all fucking kids around there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's why everyone was fucking avoiding him.
That was his deal, yeah. But I didn't notice, because I'm naive, and I thought he was just being very nice.
Was he shaved?
you know, all I just saw was a little tiny brown penis.
And then, just to complete the trifecta... How did you converse with a couple without realising your ding-dong was a fling-flong?
Awkwardly, this was in Andorra.
Where's that?
It's sort of between France and Spain.
Okay.
Very tiny.
Okay.
I had been swimming in the river.
Okay.
You probably know me. I don't spend a lot of money on a lot of things like shorts. They had a Velcro opening. A couple beckoned me over and we were chatting. Blada, blada, blada. And I'd obviously been swimming in the river there. It's very cold.
Shrunken brown.
And not only had the string come open on my old shorts, but they had a Velcro, and it was all fluffed up. And it had flopped open, and my penis was exposed the entire time. And they did look a couple of times, and I just didn't think much of it. I thought, you know. And then when I came away, I was like, oh,
I don't believe any of these, because you're not really social.
I'm very social.
No. Here you are. and
they were asking directions.
Okay, so you got two directions and one strange man that was just having a chat about croissants.
No, he was talking about feeding the ducks and fishing and things like that.
Okay, somebody else help.
I've known you to go to Spain and to France. I've never known you to talk about Andorra before.
Well, then if you visited both, you assume you would visit all three.
Andorra is just in between.
Yeah. I've heard of it, I just didn't know where it was.
Yeah. It's very nice. It's cold. It's very small. It's lovely, actually.
Cold?
Sounds like me.
Yeah, it's quite cold. For some
it's in the mountains.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm not very good at geography, but, you know.
So it could be east of Germany.
I know which one I'm going for.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did I see a penis? Did I see a vagina? Did I show my penis?
The first one, had you been swimming or was it just...
What was the first one?
The man.
That's the woman.
No, it's the woman.
Oh.
No, the first one.
Well, the first one we asked about, sorry. The first one we asked. So with the lady and the asking of the directions, had you been swimming?
I hadn't been swimming. No.
Okay, no.
No. But had she?
I don't know.
Or was she just looking to show off her bush? Was her man turned on by showing it to me? Maybe. Maybe they thought I'd reach in, give it a little jiggle. Don't know.
Doesn't really matter. What car were they driving?
It was some sort of Jeep SUV high thing. That's why I didn't see immediately.
Okay.
I'm going for the lady. I'm going for the badge. I think he spied that because...
I can see you fucking jumping out of a fucking river somewhere and you're fucking old knackered... fucking shorts are fucked.
Have you ever known a pair of shorts to have Velcro on the front?
I have some.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about right now?
I've never had a pair of shorts with Velcro.
Swim shorts, I think he means. Swim shorts. So I've got a pair of Hawaiian swim shorts that have Velcro on.
Really?
And they don't fit. And so if I
what have you got then?
I don't. Just pump pull-ups.
Yeah.
Mine don't fit. They fall down, so I'd probably end up.
Mine
like
has Velcro at the front, and then you do them up, clip them, and you do the tie.
Okay.
It still doesn't stay
I just
up.
Never owned a pair that had Velcro on the front.
I thought it was bollocks until you said that the Velcro was just open. I thought you were going to say my fucking knob was hanging through the Velcro. I thought that's bollocks.
No, you see, it, like Craig's, mine are Velcro with a rope.
Yeah.
But they're Velcro on the actual...
Yeah, and Velcro lasts like two and washes and two swims.
That's what mine
and they just got out of the water and then they just opened up and then the rope had just pulled open a bit and it was bush... And just penis, no balls, and I'm just showing them the whole time. Horrible, tragic.
I'm gonna go for. I believe that the gentleman in Vive la France was showing you his ding dong, because I think you would have told me/us about the vagina in Spain. And I do believe that Craig's Confessionals may have had the fact that your ding-dong was out for a couple to see.
If I didn't mean to show them my ding-dong.
But it may have stayed with you, because you did.
It started me off on a lifetime of dogging.
I'm going for the man in France, because he frequents France quite a lot. And Andorra, I'm not sure he's been.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm going to go for the fucking old knackered shorts. Your old boy out to a couple.
I'm the only winner, aren't I?
What did you say? I'm sorry, Craig.
The lady.
You said the lady?
Yeah.
Joe says the shorts.
Yeah.
Ben and Dougie says the old man in France.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have been to Andorra.
Ooh.
I have been to Andorra. And I have been to Spain.
But and you have been to France.
And I have been to France.
You wrote a song about it.
Yeah. But when I was in France, I spoke to an old man down by the river where there was lots of children, and I spoke to him for a good 5 minutes about the fishing and asked him about the bait he used and what he does down there because I was being friendly. And when I turned away, Tracy said to me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "What?" And she said, "He had his penis out the whole time and was like just pushing it. Touching it the whole time."
And you didn't realise?
And I did not notice. I did not notice. So, and I was asking him about his bait.
I see what he uses.
And he kept saying, "Fromage, fromage," and was touching his penis. It's cheese. Fromage, fromage. And he was holding a piece of cheese down by his penis. And I didn't really look down there. I just thought, yeah, I get it. It's cheese. And he wanted me to look down at his penis. Yeah.
Next time Jason has a party, somebody try it. He's had a few beers. See if anybody can have a conversation with him with the old boy out.
Just go,
fromage. No, no, don't say that because then he will look.
It has become a bit of a joke that I didn't notice, but he got a kick out of it. But yeah, pretty creepy because there's a lot of kids about and he had his penis hanging out of his trousers the entire time. Yeah, that happened.
Wow.
You're up, Joe.
So, first one. I left school with 13 GCSEs, 3 of them being A stars.
Shut up.
For fuck's sake.
I dropped out of, or I didn't drop out, my parents took me out of primary school. I don't know what year it was, but I was in primary school. To move to Australia.
For fuck's sake.
And... yeah, it kind of never happened. I was too young to realise why it didn't happen, but we never went. And then, so I just had a few months off school and then I went back to school. But yeah, I was taken out to move to Australia. And occasionally when I'm very drunk, I forget where I am and I've got a locker in my, all my wardrobes and stuff are all handmade and mismatched and stuff. And I've got like an old army locker. And it's only when I'm very drunk. I sometimes piss in there, yeah.
Well, you all probably thought that was really unlikely, that last one, didn't you?
No, that's the most likely out of those three.
Well, all I would say is I had an old schoolmate, and when he got really drunk, he would come home and piss in his wardrobe every time.
Yeah.
But Joe is very careful of his
very
house.
Very high pride. Very high pride. Very
I will just pride. Say that I have had... there's nothing in the bottom of that wardrobe.
Are you pissing in it because you're so drunk you don't know what you're doing?
I can never remember pissing in it.
That's what my mate used to do. And he once walked in, because that was school days, and he once walked into his parents' bedroom, opened their wardrobe and pissed in their wardrobe.
And it's pretty rank, but because I can never remember pissing in the wardrobe, I don't go in that wardrobe every day. Like, I don't wake up in the morning and fucking go in that wardrobe, so...
Tell me about Australia. What do you think happened? Have you ever talked about it since?
No, not really. I just remember I was in primary school and my mum worked at the school as well. She's a teacher assistant. And, I don't know. I think Dad had a friend out in Australia, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And who he used to work with and that, and they'd already gone out there and Dad really liked the idea. And I just remember I was really young. Mum
Are you sure
left
it was a few
job.
Months and it wasn't just like 2 weeks?
No, it was a few months. Because my brother and sister had to come out of high school and stuff.
Why did they take you out of school so early? I've got this idea.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him since and asked why. Yeah, I don't know. Mum left her job and we're out and we're getting ready to go. And
I do know your mum was a teaching assistant.
Yeah.
I do know your dad is a man.
I'd be screwed if he'd gone out to Australia.
What was the first one again?
Dave in Australia.
That's a fucking documentary right there, isn't it? Dave in Australia. Yeah. Dave.
But have you seen Australians that's... skinny, smoke, and say cunt a lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. He'd fit right in, wouldn't he?
Dave and a ute driving along.
Oh, yeah, I can sort you out of one of my flats. Yeah.
The first
There's a fucking
one was,
spider in there.
13 GCSEs and 3 of those were A stars.
I've been that straight
what
away.
Were the, what were the
if
A stars?
If you'd have said 7, I'd have been there.
The A stars were... well, actually, I classed, because when I was at school, you did one as a BTEC. So I classed that as a GCSE, but it's a BTEC. And that's what I got a distinction star
I think that first one has got
BTEC
one
R.
truth and two lies in it.
Well, what the fuck? 13? Yeah. You never took 13 GCSEs.
Shall we just list them right now?
Well, yes, please.
Maths.
Yeah, that is one.
English literature.
That is another one.
English language.
Okay, I'm sold.
chemistry, biology, physics, statistics, RE, BTEC art, music, resistant materials, geography, and history.
Resistant materials
what the
as a GCSE?
Fuck is
woodwork, yeah.
Design and technology for an academy.
And what, English lit and English
language?
Yeah, you did.
Can
both,
I just
yeah.
say now, the I amount of prep you've put in for this podcast is exemplary.
With 24 hours notice.
My three A stars were in music, resistant materials, and BTEC art.
What? Let's just go back. Resistant
woodwork
material.
And metalwork.
Shut up calling it resistant materials.
That's what we called it.
So fluffy.
Is because his high school became an academy. So
not when I was there. That was still
is that sense,
proper
is that?
High school. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still shit.
Yeah. Nah, Dean's high school massive. yeah.
So you're saying 13 GCSEs would be anything over an F?
No, C and above.
Shut up. You're thick as shit.
I bend one straight away, and now with the detail, you've convinced me.
None of them are true.
Or they all are.
None of them are true.
Well, yes, true.
I can't. So, okay, so we've got that one. We've gone through that one.
Yeah,
that's impressive if it's true. The Australian thing also feels very true, except for the amount of time they took you out, because we're going to move to Australia. That would be a 1 week's notice. The flights are on a Thursday. The previous Friday, you'd say goodbye to the school.
Well, just because of previous experience with now ex-band members, those children were taken out of school considerably before they actually moved away.
You're talking about Johnny, the old keyboard player.
I was, yeah, who is now in Kiwiland. He took his children out. They never went back to high school when you should start in September, and they moved close to December.
He took them out of school early.
Well, yeah, because they were waiting
for... Come on, kids.
Well, it was one of the... Do you start them in September and then pull them out in November? Or do you just not start them in the middle of what was going on?
Can we do an episode on John's stories one day? Because I've thought about it a lot.
Not
and
if
have...
he's listening.
No, exactly.
You may have to get his permission to do so.
Yeah, because I've got some absolutely blinding stories about John in the band that people just wouldn't believe.
I think you have to get his permission.
You'd have to get his permission and list them.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. Nicely.
We'll right, well, GCSEs, Australia,
yeah.
or Pissing in a Wardrobe?
Well... Pissing in a Wardrobe is really, but I don't think you seem a bit too. Doesn't he seem a bit too in control
and I think
of himself?
After one of the previous ones where you pissed out your window, I think he would have said it then. Well, that ain't that odd because I piss in my wardrobe when I'm drunk.
Yeah, but this isn't when he's drunk.
No, I know, but it's a very close thing, isn't
it's
it?
It's a good one because I did have a mate that actually did that exact same thing.
Very believable.
He once pissed
it's
over
some
his
drinks
computer.
As well.
I can't call this one. With anything.
I'm thinking Australia.
I think
out of all of them.
13
GCSEs.
Yeah, they probably. I'm going for that because I reckon they just mollycoddled him.
I think because you knew you were going to be a plumber from about 7 years old, I think all of your expertise and you'd fuck all that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going to go GCSEs for two reasons. One, I know I've got 11.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Well, it's harder in our day.
Pull the band over.
I told you, mollycoddled.
I've got 11 GCSEs and I knew that they then split sciences from one GCSE to biology, chemistry and physics which would make 13. And apart from music, he is now a tattoo artist.
Well, that wasn't a GCSE.
No, but he got art.
Right.
And resistant materials is... They pretty much just take the creme de la creme materials. To become plumbers.
It's a great name, though, isn't it? It's an album title right there, isn't
it? It might be wrong, but I'm going for the GCSE.
Yeah, well, I am.
Yeah,
And I apologise if it's correct, because you've built a fantastic case.
Yeah.
You shouldn't feel ashamed if this is correct.
Yeah, that is
what
a
did Ben
one.
Go
so
for? You,
so I haven't made a decision yet. I
so
know
nobody's
yet.
Gone for
Pissing in a Wardrobe.
I'm out for Australia, only just because it's a great story, but I just think the time that they were taken out before just is too long. I think that would be more like 4 weeks before or 3 weeks before, given trying to get kids out of school early to emigrate. Because you'd have known sooner that you're not going
to
go.
You'd leave them in up to the last minute,
exactly,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, pretty much, yeah, definitely.
Have you met
so
Dave?
That's like the Pissing in the Wardrobe in the old metal tin. Just from being in your house and knowing that
not smelling it,
there's no dust in your house, which is unnatural.
So his mum cleans on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. For me, I'm back to the GCSEs.
Joe's mum cleans his house on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
What the actual
I've gone to pick Joe up for a gig before.
Yeah, and I've hired her now. She comes to me on a Thursday.
I was like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, just doing the house cleaning. I was like,
you.
What?
Some shitty.
Yeah. What are you talking about? It's amazing. She comes around the caravan on a Thursday. Which points me towards the GCSEs, but I'm going to go for Australia just because I think it's the one that's the least likely. So I'm going Australia.
To Australia.
GCSE for
me. To GCSE.
I got 13 GCSEs.
But
I only got one A star.
And what was it in music?
I got B in music.
That's down to me and Benny then.
Is that because you were practicing on your knees?
Yeah. and my parents, I don't piss in the wardrobe. My parents took me out of school for
Australia. Benny!
And boom. I thought of it yesterday and I thought, that's fucking great, yeah. And I've just never asked why that never happened, why I was taken out of school and mum left her
Dave,
job.
Dave, podcast at Little Red Kings.
Yeah. Fuck off. Is that,
phone him.
Has that got a landline?
Yeah, he doesn't have a mobile.
Write us a letter, Dave.
We'll send you the money for the stamp.
Just imagine Dave just slouching down at the bar with a little fucking roll-up with a hat with all fucking
corks
on it. Yeah. I think that's casual racism, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why it never happened. Why they took me out so early? But yeah, I missed a few months of primary school. Yeah,
tax issues.
Yeah.
Cool. That was
he
good.
Just moved his bank accounts when he took me out of school.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played.
Very good.
Thank
very
God for
very
that.
Good.
Wouldn't have anywhere to live.
That's a tough one to follow. Mine's dog shit after that.
Craig, you're up.
Okay. I once crashed my car without being in it. I studied mechanics at Evening College, and I got a level one.
That's bollocks.
I got a level one diploma.
I've rebuilt a car with you.
Was that? Oh no, I'll ask in a minute.
And I worked as a chauffeur in Ireland for a little while.
Sorry, what was the first one again?
I once crashed my car and I wasn't in it.
Crashed a car, diploma one in mechanics.
Yeah.
Drove as a chauffeur in the Ireland.
Yes.
As a chauffeur?
Republic?
Northern Ireland. Mm.
As a chauffeur, did you manage to crash the car with the passenger in it?
No.
How did you crash your car? Because you have crashed a car, but you weren't. I know a story where you did crash your car, but not a story where you were not in it.
I
left a handbrake off.
I was getting my hair cut, and it was on a hill. And I got out of my car, and I was sitting in having my hair cut. And I looked out the window, and I watched my car pull out into traffic, go down about four car lengths, and crash into a car park.
What car was it?
Citroen 2CV.
Okay.
There isn't much more to tell in that one, I'm afraid.
When you were a chauffeur in Ireland.
Yeah.
Did you wear a hat?
Was it in the 2CV?
Yes.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
Oh, is a chauffeur in a 2CV?
Yes.
What did you used to pick up?
Funerals.
You could call it taxi, I suppose, maybe, but not quite. It was usually on a Friday night.
You pick your mate up once.
And I would get told where the first pickup was, and I would pick up someone who was delivering something. And then I'd drop them off somewhere.
Bombs.
And then at that place, there would be another person getting the car, and he'd then tell me where the next drop-off was.
Terrorist.
And there was usually four drop-offs.
Terrorists.
Usually take me a couple hours.
What age did you pass your driving test?
17.
What age did you move to England?
Nearly 19.
Okay.
The fuck? No one does that shit. Wait, what? A package and...
Somebody would get in the car. He wasn't carrying anything, but he would get in the car. I never knew any names or anything.
That's terrorism. What are you talking about right now?
And then I dropped them off at a location. He would get in the car and said, take me here. And then we'd go there. and I'd let him out, and then someone else would get in the car, and then I'd take him somewhere, and there was usually three or four drop-offs, and then I'd go home.
Fucking boot full of the handguns.
There was no, I never saw anything.
How much did you get
Governor,
paid?
Governor, £10 per drop. So I'd usually get £30 or £40.
So 17, you were 30, 40 quid up.
Well, was that in my job, I was earning £26 a week on a full-time job.
And so then you added on your...
Yeah.
And was it on a nightly basis?
It was usually on a Friday night.
So just the Friday night.
Yeah, and I'd probably done it.
Was it all above board or was it dodgy as fuck?
Dodgy as fuck, mate.
It's Ireland in the 70s, mate.
Yeah, it was 87, 88 probably.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Greg.
No, it's okay. No, it's just...
So, the mechanic diploma.
Yeah. The thing is, I always, my brother's mad about cars and he knows engines and things because he always worked on them and I know shit all about cars. And I always wanted to, so I took an evening course.
How long did it take?
In Ireland or this country?
In Ireland. This is all...
I mean, that's a sensible thing to do.
Yeah. But even whenever they're telling me, and I can't remember very much about it, I got a fucking diploma and I couldn't find it. To say that I'd passed a thing. It was almost like, you know, in the driving test now, they say, you've got to know where to put the fuel in. And yeah. You've got to know how to fill the washer bottle.
The basics.
It was kind of at that level.
It wasn't fitting a new steering rack or anything like that.
They went into details on how the engine worked and how it went out to the wheels and the power and everything, but I was glazed over a little bit because I thought it would be more rock and roll than that. And I didn't really learn that much.
I've got a story. me and Craig.
Is this going to be my mechanic in prowess?
Me and Craig and my dad actually rebuilt an engine in a Beetle. And so we had a problem with the head. So, and in a Beetle, it's flat four. So you have to take the whole engine out just to take the head fucking covers off. So yeah, took the whole engine out. Took the head out, both heads, rebuilt them. The spark plug threads, once it was all rebuilt, we realised were fucking all cross-thread and shit and all wrung out and that, so if I take it apart again.
I don't know what you're saying.
Put all helicores in and stuff.
Where's the hammer go?
Put it all back together, left the spark plugs out, and we were just putting some fairings back on, just these little tiny, like, 5mm Allen key bolts. Craig went, I'll fucking do these, won't it?
No.
I'll do these because I don't know much about cars, but...
I can hold a fucking bolt. Turns out I couldn't.
And dropped the fucking bolt down the spark plug hole into the head.
And the engine
was all in.
Dave was like, yeah, hold it there. Okay, go on. And then he heard this ding, 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 ding. And he went, what was that? I went, I just dropped it. He went... There was silence. I went, it's all right, it's just gone down this hole.
I'll just get it out.
Yeah, and he went, and I did say to him, I said, well, you haven't left the spark plug holes open, have you? Put the plugs back in, because that's fatal, isn't it? He went, well, no.
True, that's true.
Honestly, you know that,
I'm calling true.
You know that moment where your back goes really wet?
Yeah.
And you just realise that
Joe and Dave are looking at you like you're pieces of shit.
You weren't there, were you?
No, I wasn't.
No, it was just Dave lying under the car, just sighing like a motherfucker. roll the smoke. we'll fix it.
What did you do, take it
apart
again?
He fished it out with a little magnet?
Yeah. No, I think he put a bit of tape on the end of a screwdriver.
Nice. Dave.
Yeah.
Aussie Dave.
I said, I'll see you tomorrow, give you another hand. He went, you won't fucking come back.
Yeah. You got the day off.
Yeah.
Come back when we're doing the washer fluid.
Yeah.
Tough one. So just to recap, it's a diploma in basic mechanics.
Yeah.
Two CV
chauffeuring
packages and...
If it was £10 an hour and it was the dodgiest motherfuckers,
a drop.
And they're shady as fuck, I think they'd want to be turning up to these kind of places in something better than a 2CV.
Think
about what you're saying.
What's going to get pulled over?
Nah, it's just the motor in it.
A 2CV or a fucking Bentley in the middle of Ireland?
Yeah. Well, not a Bentley, but...
And then when you crashed the 2VC crashed itself, did you get in it and just drive off?
I was halfway through my haircut. I had to go out, get in, start it, reverse it back up, put it in the space, and then give my details to the idiot I hit. Because he was an idiot for parking there, obviously.
Oh, of course.
I mean, that is...
Yeah.
Was your car fucked?
Was it all right? Well, it was a TCV, just because I had a diploma in mechanics. I fixed it.
You just hammered it.
Yeah, just hammered it out. Yeah.
Go on then.
Hmm.
Go on then.
For the comic relief of Craig having a haircut and watching his CV roll down the hill, I'm going for the CV.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going for the crash.
Two CV, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this
that's the one I'm going to go for, is the haircut.
Joe?
I'm going to go that fucking dodgy shit at the end. That's something you do.
Do anything for money,
mate. Show for you.
Yeah.
Or for the kicks, then. I mean, any of them. I'm going to say the diploma. I'm going to say the boring one, just to split the difference. I think it's the boring one out of the three. You did a mechanical course, and you learned a bit about washer fluid and walked away with a certificate and forgot it all immediately. Yeah. That's mine.
Yeah. I crashed my car if I'd been in it.
Oh.
Yes, I did. Bad times.
Well, am I three for three?
I'm three for three as well.
Yeah.
Well done.
Good work. Hey,
did you get it at home?
Yeah.
Did you get it at home? If so, you don't win nothing.
It's just the thought of Craig just watching his car.
I know.
I was having a haircut.
You know. Just to add to that.
Did you leave the handbrake off?
No, TCV. You know where the handbrake is? That's in the dash, and you pull it back, and it was dodgy as fuck. And you should always leave them in gear.
Yeah.
That's the old saying, always leave your car in gear, because you can never trust a handbrake.
It was like in the dash, and you push a button and pull it, pull it out. Yeah.
It wasn't, unfortunately, just to add to the story a little bit, it's not the first time I've done it. I got a brand new A4 company car. And I used to live on London Road South in Lowestoft, which
is Audi A4.
Yeah.
Cars, do you?
No.
on a hill. What did I say?
Yeah, no.
Audi A4.
Okay, yeah. And I got out the car and I went into the house. And obviously, I didn't put the handbrake on properly. And I heard a smash. And I'd been in the house probably about 5 minutes. And I thought, fucking London Road South, some fucking idiots had another smash. Heard the sirens going off, you know, like the car alarms going off. And I always run to have a look. It's nice to see what's going on outside. And I looked outside and I didn't realise my car had just gone forward because there was no one in front of me. There was like two car spaces and in another car. And it just looked like my car was still there parked.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, well, it's nothing. Because I couldn't see the flashing lights in him. And I thought, well, I'll just wait for a minute. And then the woman a few doors down came out. And I was like looking at her car and I went, what the? I went, fuck, I parked close to her. Yeah, I went out and I'd ran forward into her car.
Fuck. Yeah,
man. I know.
He didn't learn. He didn't learn.
Yeah, always put your handbrake on, folks.
Mm. You say it in a second.
You say that. I put my handbrake on my van when I was working at M&H and during the Beast of the East, the car park was on a slant.
Yeah.
Handbrake was on. And I went out at the end of the day and my van was halfway down the car park. The handbrake was there, but the van had just gone icy. But trying to get out at the end of the day...
Carnage.
Well, if I took any sort of brake off, the van would go down the hill.
Yeah.
But I couldn't reverse.
Because of the ice?
But I was too close to the cars in front.
Okay, to do anything?
To do anything, so I had to wait.
Until I sleep in the van.
45 minutes. But I was waiting for the guys in the other unit who were on shift 6 till 6.
Mm.
So I went out at 5:15, and I had to wait until about 5:05 for them to come out and move their cars so I could take my handbrake off.
Nightmare.
To then continue sliding down the hill.
God.
And I never parked at that space again.
Because of it.
Ben, we're at 34 minutes.
Okay. Do you want to make it quick?
No. No.
God, Ben's got me a fucking paper. Ben got two and one of them's a lie. I didn't do anything.
I once lived in Cyprus.
And true. I took a road trip to Italy. I was once the most... But that can't get my words out. The highest rated spades player on the MSN Gaming Zone.
True.
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 Fires up the next two.
I think I've told you we've done a skydive. Probably on a previous episode, maybe.
Yeah.
So is no. that is that the truth?
Actually, you're confusing no. the fuck out of no. me right now. Go on.
But before that skydive, I wrote a will.
That's a good one, Ben. Benny stepped up.
Benny's worked the fuck up.
And the last one, while in Nottingham, I once blocked the toilet of the only one in a Costa. The only toilet in a Costa, I blocked it.
That could be true that as well, because your diet is fucking horrible.
Yeah, you should have what I have right now with your diet.
Just horrible. Costa block poo.
That's another album title, isn't it?
Diet will death.
Or I was the highest rated spades player on MSN.
So tell me what spades is very quickly.
Spades is a card game, a bit like whist or well, it's probably the best, closest to whist than anything, where you say how many sort of hands you're going to win, like how many trumps they call it, how you're going to win. So you look at your card hand and you go, okay, well, I think cause I've got lots of high cards, so it's the highest one in your lane. Yeah. And then, well, I've got kings or whatever, well, they're higher, so I'm going to probably win four of those.
Okay.
Something like that. So you basically say.
Yeah. Sounds dull as fuck.
And you have to declare what you say to win. Yeah,
I was chatting to birds on MSN. Then,
Joe was sending dick pics in the early 2000s.
You get points for.
Even I was.
If you say you're going to get seven, you win seven hands, you get more points.
Okay.
And then the person eventually win after. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So this is what, early 2000s?
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably, 15, 16. Yeah.
Well, you were number one for a moment in time.
Yes. Not like
okay
for a long time. But
out of what? Millions? What?
Probably tens of thousands.
Because MSN was the big thing, wasn't it?
God, I hope that's not true, Ben.
It was only for a few days as well. It wasn't like I was on it for the top rated player for weeks.
How much did it cost you to write your will?
Oh, no, I just... No, before I went on the skydive, I just got a piece of paper out of the printer.
So you didn't write an official will, which costs money?
No.
You just wrote it on a bit of paper.
Ain't got fuck all.
He's got two bases. I want one of them.
Well, when did you do your skydive then?
It was a few years back now. Probably, well, I say a few, like 3 or 4 years back.
I mean, what would you have said in your will? I leave it all to my parents.
Yeah, and my brother. Split it.
I mean, that would have gone that to them anyway.
Well, yeah.
I'm classing that one out.
I don't know. Well, no, just because Ben is rather quiet.
Sorry, this podcast is in danger of overrunning, but during this whole episode, a spider has been traversing its way around the room.
Yeah.
Did that start?
It started off above Ben's head on the windowsill.
Yeah, and it went that way.
And then it went up the wall there, past that bass, past the guitar.
I'm not going to lie, and it's that's
now,
a big one.
And it's now above Dougie's head.
I can confirm I am definitely leaving. I wrote a message to Jay about
an
hour
and a half. Have
you just
written your will?
I wrote a message to Jay about an hour and a half ago saying, I'm leaving.
And it's done a...
Almost fell.
It's done a good distance, hasn't it?
Start
off over there on that windowsill.
Well,
Ben,
look at the size of it. It's only taken four steps and it's gone halfway across the room. The will thing is very feasible, just because
Ben don't care about that.
Of his obsession with
paperwork.
Well, yeah, just the dying.
I just don't know what's going to happen. Both his parachutes could have failed.
I think law says it would go to your next.
It's very messy if you don't write something.
It is, but he's not married. He hasn't got anyone that likes him.
My sister just written her will.
I've done my will.
My friend gets her rabbit. Well, that's how detailed my sister's...
That's fucking detailed.
That is.
She said to me, I need somebody to take the rabbit if me and Jack both die.
Okay. I just literally said...
Will my friend, Alex, take my sister's rabbit?
Okay.
I just said, yeah.
Mine's just toenail collection, spread among friends. That's it.
I've already said I get you JTM.
What's JTM?
What?
My amp. Yeah.
In a band, are you?
You can fucking have that now.
I spoke with Tracy years ago. I get the JTM and the telly.
That's fine. You can have that.
Benny, what was... So we've got Cyprus.
Cyprus.
No, so Cyprus.
He's got walked a dog when he ate.
The last one was, I blocked the toilet in a Costa, but it was the only toilet.
And what was the first one?
The first one was I was the spades, player on Spades.
That's my money. Chalk them up, people.
Where were you when Betting. You, apart from Costa, where were you when you booked the toilet?
It was Nottingham.
I mean, that is, because Ben poos about there, once every week.
Were you there for a that's true. Event?
I was visiting Ben's friends at uni.
No. Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Wait, so you would have been, two words to know that you would have been 20, 21.
Yeah, I was early 20s.
And was your diet the same as it is now?
I'm MSN.
Even though you may be probably the thinnest member of the band.
Sorry, I missed that question.
Excellent. Was your diet the same as it is now? Or?
It was only for the weekend, and the night before we'd gone out drinking heavy.
Man, if you're not papping through the eye of a needle after drinking, you ain't done it right.
Drinking heavy?
Well, we had like a steak meal the night before.
Were you like...
So it was quite dense.
Okay, so
MSN. Ben stools weekly.
I know.
Yeah. So when that eventually
makes its way out,
it's going to be a real showstopper.
It might not have been fully me though. Someone else could have been in there beforehand, and it was just already backed up.
That's MSN.
Horrible. But the whole thing's horrible.
But I was the last person in there, and it started.
Did you tell anyone, or did you just run off?
I just run off.
Okay, you didn't fucking put your hand down.
I mean, there is
what in a public toilet.
Well, you never know.
Put your hand down there, won't do that anyway.
He probably needed his hand to pull it out.
No, I wrapped my hand in toilet paper and then broke it up.
Smashed it up. Broke his back with a broom handle.
Poo knife.
That is possible, but I am going to say the. I'm just watching the spider. MSMs. MMM's card game. Bang.
MMM's.
Oh, fuck it. I'll go Will.
I'm going card game.
Spread the field. I'll go for the old Pappage in the Costa.
I blocked a toilet in Costa.
Oh, for
fucking four
out of four.
Hello? Full house for Doug. Good work.
Right, Doug, you're up. And you have got.
No, he hasn't. He takes time. It doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't. We just pay for it. Give me your credit card.
The band card has arrived.
Okay, good, because anything over 45 minutes, we pay.
I am.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
I thought it was 3 hours across the four episodes, so we can have one at an hour and a half, and the other ones can be 30 minutes.
We can do, but none of them are under 30 minutes.
Okay, we're screwed.
Doug, you're costing us money.
Sorry. This is, I don't know, I'm going to, I always sleep on the left side of the bed.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got a bit of a thing about that.
So do I. So, very.
I was lucky enough to drive a Sinclair C5 once.
Okay.
Interesting.
He just died.
That's very topical, that. Yeah.
Very topical, Ben. Very topical, Ben.
Who's just died?
The guy who invented that.
Clive.
Clive Sinclair.
Invented what?
That's a lie.
And I've never played a full round of golf.
Well, what?
18 holes? Or do you mean like crazy golf?
Golf.
So 18 holes.
So you've never played a round of golf?
9 holes?
Have you done a full round or a round? You mean you've played 3 holes and thought, fuck this, and gone home? Or have you just never done it?
Never played golf at all.
Hello.
I've never played golf.
I've never played golf. I've never played a full round of golf.
Okay. That's fucking. Okay. So the first one, hit me up again.
So that was, I always sleep on the left side of the bed.
Yeah.
I'm going straight in. Sinclair thingy.
Yeah. As you know, nothing about it. I'm nothing about golf.
But he's never played a full round of golf, maybe.
Yeah, might not be lying there. He's probably never played golf. So that isn't... He's never played golf, he's never played a full round of golf.
Yeah, perhaps. Mm. Yeah. How was the Sinclair C5?
How does it drive?
How many wheels did it have?
It's like really...
Tell me about the pedals.
It's really drivey.
Can you remember the pedals?
I want to say there were two pedals because there were no gears.
Okay.
and three wheels, and the handlebars were under my knees.
Under your knees, so you drove it like that?
I believe so, but okay. I'm not entirely sure. I've had some cider.
Was it, was it petrol or diesel?
I couldn't actually tell you.
So when it was running, did it smell oily?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Did it make a lot of noise?
I want to say it didn't.
I think this is actually called entrapment.
That was entrapment. I mean, they're electric.
Okay.
But you passed.
Yeah.
The spider has now moved from above Dougie to now close to my feet.
That's fine.
It's very big. I'm going to have to deal with it at some point. Yes. Okay. Well, fuck it. I'm going Sinclair C5 because I think he's driven a Sinclair C5.
I think up until the point I was out until he said he had steered underneath his knees, that made me think he probably has.
Well, the fact that he didn't know if it was petrol or diesel...
Yeah. Sleeping on the left.
He could be trying to curveball us.
Sleeping on the left. Is that, you have to sleep on the left?
Yes. Whether it's near the door, away from the door.
Okay.
Near the window, I'd sleep on the left.
Okay.
Is that when you're lying in the bed or looking at the bed from the foot of the bed?
When I'm lying, when I get into a bed, I make sure I am on the left side of the bed.
How could it be anything other than the left side of the bed? Is that from space looking into a mirror into a pool of water?
It's when he's in the bed, he's on the left. But if you're looking at the bed from the bottom of the bed, that's the right. I just wanted to make
Don't be
sure.
Silly, Ben.
Podcast at theredkitchen.com.
Is that the most ridiculous question ever?
Yeah, please write in.
Doug, Sinclair C5. I'm in. Joe.
Golf.
Craig.
Sinclair C5.
Craig, Sinclair C5.
Golf.
Ben, golf. Two Sinclair C5, two golf. Doug, reveal.
Did you win tonight? Because if you do sleep on the left, then you have won this whole show.
Don't
and
lie
you get,
now.
You get to put the spider in your mouth.
I don't want to win, but I have driven.
Amazing!
When I was
amazing.
At high school,
wow, that's really cool.
Our teacher had one and let each student drive it around the tennis course.
Wow!
Did you crash it?
No, I didn't.
You drove it into a pond.
Well, on a tennis court.
Play tennis, do you?
That's just cost us an extra fiver.
I'll fade it out before this.
Get out the van.
Get out of the van.
Tune in next time.
But.
Been listening to the Little Red Kings podcast. Contact us at podcast@littleredkings.com. We are currently looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it.